in the limelight.
The tragic reality is that the U.S. economic and public health systems do discriminate, says Karen Dolan, writer, in an article published under the heading, COVID-19 death rates in poorer U.S. counties were nearly double. Stay tuned for more. As the United States approaches 1 million deaths from COVID-19, it can feel impossible to wrap Americans' heads around such a devastating figure, but it's essential if they want to treat the pre-existing conditions that made it so deadly. In the beginning, many thought the pandemic would be a great equalizer, since the virus doesn't distinguish between rich and poor. But the tragic reality is that the United States economic and public health systems do discriminate. A coalition of researchers convened by Poor People's Campaign recently published a report making this reality plain. The researchers define poverty to include all those living up to 200% of the official poverty measure, which has long been considered too low to capture those who struggle the hardest to make ends meet. Using this measure, they found that COVID-19 death rates in poorer U.S. counties were nearly double those wealthier counties. The gap was even bigger during the worst phases of the pandemic. During the dark winter of 2020 to 2021, 4.5 times as many people in poorer counties died. During the Delta phase, that number shot up to 5 times. Vaccination rates tend to be somewhat greater in wealthier countries. But this study looked at counties where vaccination rates topped more than 85%. So vaccination can't account for the disparity. What can account for it is poverty. The over 300 counties in the United States with the highest death rates had average poverty rates of 45%. These counties include 30 million Americans of every color. Latinx Americans make up about a quarter of their population, while their Black population is about double the national average. What's more, these counties are home to nearly 30% of all indigenous people in the United States. They're also home to many poor whites. Although COVID-19-related death fell disproportionately on people of color, these poorer white people suffered the most deaths. Experts and impacted people testified recently about these findings in Washington, D.C. Bruce Guru of Wisconsin said that at times, our country's rate of COVID hospitalizations and deaths led the nation. It's in the first 6 months of the pandemic, nearly all of the residents in just one nursing home died penniless and alone. Because I don't have money, it was 17 days before they told me I had COVID, testified Tyron Gardner in North Carolina, adding, "We were slaughtered for the almighty dollar, and we won't be sacrificed anymore," declared Pamela Garrison of West Virginia. "It was hard for us to get the vaccine," recalled Vanessa Noyes, a member of the Apache stronghold in New Mexico. "Our lives aren't valued. They look at us like it doesn't hurt that we don't survive." The findings of this report reveal intentional decisions to not focus on the poor. Summed up, Reverend William Barber, co-chair of the Poor People's Campaign, adding, "We cannot say that this is because of individual choices or behaviors." Instead, he declared, "Something deeper is at work. Systems that prey on the poor, poor white people, and poor people of color. The lessons of this pandemic are brutal and myriad. One of its most important is that when a public health crisis runs headlong into systematic inequities in wages, wealth, and healthcare, the result is mass death among those the system is rigged against."